What's your full name?
Mine is Diana Lee Benetton.
Okay. And how old are you?
I'm 62.
And do you know you're being recorded right now?
Yes.
So how are you connected to the logging industry in Washington State?
My father worked in the logging industry, and he ran the crew bus. He picked up the guys, and went to work, and then he'd drop them off at home, and then he'd come on home.
How long did you live there?
I guess I was about 11, going on 12 when we left from there in 1967, in September.
So were you born there too?
Yes. Okay.
So all three of your sisters were born out there?
Okay. Yeah.
What kind of similarities did you notice between Jackson County and Washington State?
Well, the mountains, the view, the places, there's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. But out there where we were born and raised at in Skagit Valley, it was more open, big old valleys, bigger mountains, and a lot prettier.
Rugged.
Yeah.
Mountains, rugged.
And there's some beautiful mountains out there. We just camp a lot out in there.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm
That's
blanked.
Okay.
Is there, like, did it feel like home out there, too, still, after being gone?
Yes, it does. I can get off that airplane, it's like I never left from there. I love it out there.
Have you been back recently?
It's been, I think the last trip me and Jim made has been a good 10 years.
Or longer.
Or longer.
Much longer than that.
Yeah, everybody started getting sick, so we couldn't do much traveling.
So were there a lot of people like you recognized out there still from the big migration?
Yes. Okay. One of our friends, that his dad logged and all that, he was born in Bryson City. They come back, what, 2 years ago? A year ago?
No, they just, about a year,
yeah.
Yes.
And we met up with them in Bryson City because they wanted to see the area here where their dad was, where he was brought up at.
Mm-hmm.
And they found the home place and everything. And that was good. We had dinner and everything else, and my grandma was out there.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay. Do you remember any stories your dad would tell you about being in the woods working?
He would talk a lot about some of the animals and stuff that was out in there. And they used to fight fire. All loggers had to fight fire when there was fires there. And they'd be months on end, we wouldn't get to see.
Okay. I didn't know that the loggers did that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
That was part of their working in the woods.
They called it hoot out.
They all had to do it.
Sure did.
Okay. And he'd be gone for a long time, and then they'd all take rest and whatnot. New crew went in and so on.
Would the fires hurt their jobs if it was burning down the timber they needed to
Well, they
live?
Shut the jobs down pretty much
because
all of them had to participate in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful country out there.
Is there anything else you want to tell me just about growing up in the area in Washington?
Other than I wish we'd stayed out there.
Oh, you do?
I remember we used to run the streets, the street we played ball in.
Every kid played together, boys, girls, we all played together.
Yeah.
We'd climb fences to get over to the fruit trees, aggravate a neighbor, just keep our baseballs.
You didn't have to worry about the traffic. Kids played in the roads there. Everybody.
Our parents didn't have to have babysitters. The mothers didn't work much. Certain ones had. Mom was a nurse out there, but she didn't do that until I got in school.
Yeah, we were pretty well grown.
And then she went there, but all the parents pretty much look after all of us kids. I mean, there's always somebody looking. But it wasn't nothing like it is today.
One of the things I remember was Mother never drove, and she did not have her GED until after she got out there. Daddy taught her how to drive. He bought her a Mazda car. he got off the crew bus one evening, and that Mazda car was sitting in a field or a little side yard there. She had took the curve too fast and couldn't straighten that car up, and it sat there till he come in from work, and he had to get it and bring it home. His face was priceless when he got off the bus and found a car sitting over there.
Daddy fished a lot. He stayed on the Scatter River. When they get off from work, he'd head straight to the river. Yeah. He kept fishing the freezer. Deer meat. Yeah. Mountain goat. It was fun growing up there.
Was music a really big deal in your household? Any?
Yes.
Daddy always sang.
He sang no matter where he went. He'd be driving down the road and singing, and he'd get us girls to sing.
All but me.
Well, we all did. You even hum now and then.
They can sing. I can't carry a tune in a bucket.
Ernest and Carolyn and all of them sang.
Yeah. There's a lot of singers in the Queen family. A lot. So, but before Dad married Mama, he played the steel guitar. And when he got married, he gave it up, but he kept singing. He always sang.
He always sang. I can't think. I know one thing is we had so many friends there that when we moved, it was hard to get used to being up on that mountain and not having any kids close by. It was real quiet and hardly anybody to play with.
In Jackson County?
Yeah, okay. Here in Jackson County.
See, out there we could go to the store anywhere.
He would get off the crew bus, and we would meet him at the end of the road, and he would give us a dime and send us to the little store and let us get penny candy. Mm-hmm. And candy at that time was just a penny a piece.
Or you can get two for a penny.
Yeah.
Everything, well, that's that era, though, everything was a lot cheaper. And us kids, every kid in the neighborhood used to pick up, walk the railroad tracks and pick up Coke bottles and beer cans and stuff.
We'd sold them at the tavern.
We knocked on there's one door, you can knock at the tavern. Every kid would take what they had in there. That gave us that little bit more money to spend.
Growing up in the summertime, we worked in the strawberry fields. In fact, didn't Debbie win a bicycle?
She won a bicycle.
They had a drawing or something there every year. And they did,
she won it.
She won the bicycle. And we celebrated the 4th out there. They don't celebrate here like we did out there. There was the rodeos.
It was a month long.
The logger rodeos.
They even had the women logger that would ride them logs or use chains. All the women were just about as good as some of them guys were.
What were the logging rodeos like? What would happen during those?
Well, we used to go to Concrete to one, and the guys would put on those climbing things that I was talking about, those spur-like things that they put on their feet.
Yeah.
They would race to the top of these poles, cut the top off of them, and then they would just free fall back to the ground.
Then they'd done them in the water too.
They did the log rolling. They got out in the water and they rolled.
The women and men both done that.
Yeah.
Because Mama's friend, her mom was really good at it, Miss Dorsey.
It's kind of like Western Carolina sometimes on Heritage Day. They set up a little area where they would log or use the chainsaws or the what do you call it, the solid single saws. They go back and forth. Those that cut,
I got Daddy's at though. I still got his.
Yeah.
His boots were somewhere in that can house. I'm not really looking. Still, I still got a lot of junk up there. But Daddy's
tree climbers. Yeah, they still got those. And I guess the first time we ever went up, he took us for a ride at Concrete on a helicopter.
Those are small airplanes.
It was a helicopter. No, it was a small plane. It was a small plane.
That we rode.
And
we got to see all the mountains. I mean, Concrete. They'd go up in the mountains everywhere.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's okay. Because, see, sometimes I can't remember. I've forgotten a whole lot. And you lived with him, so you knew. You guys talked about it a lot more than we did.
That's why I don't want to stay in Jordan, not wanting to fly. But it was fun. We had a good mom there. Yeah. Good childhood.
So are you got y'all are related to Dot Connor's family, right? I'm trying to get this all.
Her sister lived right down the road from us in Washington, Carolyn Woodrow, and they're both passed away now too.
Okay.
And their kids are still out there.
So how are you guys related to Dot?
They all have, isn't it their great great?
It'd be our great grandfather's fathers and their grandfather's fathers.
Or
their,
brothers.
Yeah.
And somewhere in there.
They're brothers, and it's off like a limb. Everyone. Like a tree, the family tree. You've got a limb branch here. That's how we're all related.
Okay.
And then a lot of them married into the Queen girls and then vice versa. But that's how we're all related.
Okay.